City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is the main event of the evening. 12 rounds of boxing for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing
from Birmingham.
Introducing
the winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior Dodson.
This is Battle of the Mersey. Okay, mugs away. We've got to start with Dodson then. How many fights has Sean Masvidal won by knockout? How many fights has he won by knockout? First question on Battle of the Mersey today.
I honestly don't know, but I'm going to go for six.
No, it's not correct. What's the answer?
Two.
Two. The answer is two.
Obviously, I was putting you a little higher.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, I was doing my death for once.
Give him a chance.
I'm always trying to help him all the time.
It'll be three in a week. Right. Okay, first one to Masha. Tony beats who in May 2015? His opponent hasn't been in the ring ever since. And considering his surname is quite hard to say. If you get anything near it in terms of pronunciation, I'll let you have it. So Tony beat who in May 2015? And the guy he fought hasn't got back into the ring ever since that day.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Stacey, got any ideas on this one?
Stacey, no? Stay out of it. You haven't got a microphone. No. It's been robbed off you.
It begins with an M.
No, it doesn't begin with an M, but it begins with a letter close to an M.
Yeah.
How could I give you a clue here?
No, you can't give him a clue.
Yeah, he gets clues, don't he, Steve?
What country is he from? What country is he from?
Yeah.
What
country? Come on.
Well,
he's boxed that many lads.
No, but you should.
It's only fair.
I'll give you his first name then.
Yeah.
Roman.
Abramovich.
No, it's not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not. I was going to say Gonzalez.
That's me. Before I just fight.
Olenikov. Olenikov. Yeah. All right. Who is this mystery voice that you've previously fought? So this is to the Warrior. Who's this mystery voice? Let's make sure I get the right voice here. Here we go. You listening, Toe?
Go ahead.
I'm up for it. Time's up for it. I'm up for it. Time's up for it.
Talking about you.
I'm up for it. Toe's up for it.
Yeah. Have I fought him?
Does that sound a bit mank?
It was a bit Australian thrown in there, Steve. Wasn't it? You're getting clues without even asking,
no,
Steve,
I'm
mate.
Toe's up for it. I'm up for it. Toe's up for it.
How many times have I played that, Steve?
I think it's
how many times you're going
to
play
it. I'm just amusing
mate.
Myself.
Have I boxed him?
Play it after he gets
a Yorkshire accent, that.
Have I boxed him?
Yeah, look at all the help he's getting here.
No, wait there. You've just said. Before, I've asked you the question.
This is on a press conference that you were involved in. This is a top table press conference. And the question was, you previously fought this man.
5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
My mind's gone blank.
His first agenda was going to be me.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Who's that then?
That weren't the same guy.
No, hang on. There we go. Can you actually have a guess at that first voice or not?
Me?
I'm up for it. Tom's up for it.
Tom, are you up for it?
It's Yorkshire Leeds or something like that, isn't it?
It is Yorkshire Leeds.
I'll give you a clue.
It's
the same surname as the manager.
Oh, you can't give me.
Of a famous Scottish team at the moment, and he used to play at Everton.
No, you can't get any more clues than
that's
that.
That's the biggest clue ever. Is it?
Whispers here.
Do you know what?
You're on the team. Did you have a look at what did you say?
I'm password. Yeah, and my mind's gone blank.
Am I allowed to say?
So can we get half a point?
Do you know what the answer is?
Stubbs.
What's the first name?
I haven't got a clue.
Alan Stubbs.
Alan Stubbs.
It's not Alan Stubbs, is it?
Darren Stubbs.
Darren Stubbs. That's the one.
Where's he from, by the way?
Manchester.
You know, I'm not into all that slagging off each other, but I think it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna
was
be
a good fight, to be fair.
Is he from Manchester? That's Yorkshire, isn't it?
I think he's like
Sheffield way.
Glossop.
In between.
He got knocked out.
That's all that counts. Yorkshire accent.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't get that. Right, let's move on to the second mystery voice. So who is this mystery voice? You've previously fought Masha. So who is this mystery voice? Let's get the right number. Here we go.
His first agenda was going to be me. His first agenda was going to be me.
Oh, he's quite well spoken, isn't he, for a boxer? Do you think that is?
His first agenda was going to be me.
Oh.
One more time.
I know where he's from.
Was going to be me.
Come on, it's one of your biggies.
Wales.
It's one of your biggies.
Yeah. Buckland. Think it's Wales.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know what? I was thinking, what is it, Gary?
It didn't sound like was it going to be
no, it's Billy.
Billy.
Bonds.
He's first. Billy last time he was Welsh. Was going to be me. Billy. And I said to my team, I said, if you offer,
Billy the kid.
I want to be in. You know, I'll fight anybody.
That is Gary Buckland. Well
Billy
done.
Smith.
Right, okay. Yes. And so you're trailing here.
Yeah.
So you need to get this one to stay in the quiz. Right. According to Wikipedia, the Seafield Cottages are the oldest buildings in Garston. Do you know them? The Seafield Cottages?
No.
No? Never been past them?
I've been there for 35 years, so I might have been past them.
Who's having a phone warning?
My phone's on the thing.
No, man, let me check.
Stacey, red card. It's you, isn't it, Barlow?
Hang on, I'll check. Hang on.
Honestly.
No, not me. Right. I'm clear.
No, that is
that's
making
it.
A noise. I'm clear. You put the phone by.
It made more of a noise down when he
had it over there.
Yellow card.
Yeah, off. Right. So the Seafield Cottages, oldest buildings in Garston, when do they date back to? If you can get it within 30 years, I'll let you have this one.
Early 1900s.
No, oh, it was a stab in the dark and it was wrong. Do you want me to pass this over? When do they date back to?
1830.
No, the answer was 1730.
Oh.
We have got a winner already, but actually, let's just do the last question here. There's a group of men called the Improvement Commissioners. They were appointed to do what in Birkenhead in 1830?
Improvement Commissioners.
The Improvement Commissioners.
To work with Camelades on the shipping bill. Shipping.
No, it was to clean the streets of Birkenhead. Nevertheless.
From.
Yes! Come on! 7-6.
I'm getting in a good mood, aren't I, for this fight?
It is right, Tony.
I'm
he looks after me, Tony.
I'm massaging his ego.
This is like one of those fights, you know, where someone wins the first few rounds quite convincingly, but then someone gets back
into
it.
Yeah, but it's a 12-round fight.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.